Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Real American Man on Blog Talk Radio, and I am your host, Billy Crocker. Thank you so much for listening in today, and today we will be talking about several different topics of interest in our faith, in our walk with Christ. Specifically today, we're going to be talking about having a reason for the hope that is in us. The New Testament declares to us through Paul and his writings and his inspired writings that we need to have a reason for the hope that is in us. We're going to describe that a little bit further, go into detail on that, and talk about the varying different denominations and faiths that are out there, particularly of the Christian movement, and see if we can't dig a little bit deeper. So stick with us. This is only a 15-minute show today. Looking forward to it. Guest call-in number 323-642-1089. Once again, guest call-in 323-642-1089. You can join us on blogtalkradio.com/realamericanman, or you also can go ahead and chat us up on Facebook or Twitter at facebook.com/realamericanman, and search for us on iTunes as well. We are podcasting as well. Looking forward to this show. Let's go ahead and get started. All right, so once again, today we're going to be talking about a very important issue, and that is our faith. Whenever I looked at starting a radio show through Blog Talk Radio, one of the biggest things that was of importance to me was the faith side of it. I struggled with kind of what to call everything as far as title-wise, trying to find a title, what the purpose was going to be. I looked at specifically men's ministry as that being the main theme, which is where Real American Man originally came from. We were going to be talking about specifically men's ministry. Since then, I wanted to make that a little bit broader to give more openness to discussion and more things for us to talk about. And so basically what that has developed into is that I don't only want us to just discuss obviously things for men, but Christians as a whole, conservative values, the things that founded this country. I want to be able to talk about history of this nation, politics, as well as religion and our faith and what Christianity is as far as the difference in that and religion. I want to be able to talk about several different things topic-wise. And so so we've kind of broadened this up a little bit. So today what I want to be discussing with you is the issues of the day whenever it comes to the different ways that we can follow Christ. Obviously, we know that Scripture tells us and Jesus Christ declares, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but through me. However, you have a multitude of denominations that claim that Jesus is who they follow and that verse is absolutely true, but then there is varying degrees of what they believe and what they teach. Now, I may be way off on some of these, and I'm going through this researching and digging in deeper. This is something that's been on my heart for a long time, and so this is something that I'm going through as well. So forgive me if I say anything that is incorrect. Like I say, I'm doing research as we go along. I'm going to try to bring you as much truth as I possibly can. But like I said, just be patient with me and understanding. And I'm not asking you to take anything I say as 100% ironclad truth in perspective. So if you are part of a denomination that I speak about, and you have a different opinion, you have a different way of looking at it, I would love to hear from you. Once again, our guest call-in number is 323-642-1089. Or, of course, you can message me on Facebook, facebook.com/realamericanman. I really think it's important that when we talk about the issues of our faith, that we are open to listening, at least, to other people. And we have to listen to it with an open mind because, you know, one thing that I've realized as I have studied Scripture and looked at other faiths is that everyone has a biblical reason for what they believe, generally speaking. You know, everyone is able to point to in their doctrinal statement some bit of Scripture as to why they believe what they believe, and that's what we all look to. So it becomes very confusing as a Christian whenever you see all these different beliefs, all these different denominations, and you ask yourself, why? Why is there all these different ways of believing about God. If Jesus Christ is the only way, and every single one of them state that they're following Jesus Christ, but then they have different beliefs, and that's why I claim myself to be a Baptist, or I claim to be a Methodist, or a Pentecostal, or whatever. Why is it that he's the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but through him? Why is Scripture apparently clear, concise, black and white, no questions about it, but then we have hundreds upon hundreds of denominations and beliefs? Where did we get this way? How did this happen? You know, even in the Protestant movement, the Reformation, the general idea of even that being a consistent way of looking at things, even Catholicism, because you have different levels of Catholicism. Obviously, most Catholics, from my understanding, whether they are, no matter what kind of Catholic they claim to be, they generally all still honor the Pope through the Roman Catholicism, and so there is somewhat of a foundation there. There, of course, there's only one man that we look to as Protestants, and that is Jesus Christ. He is our foundation. We do not consider any man to be a vocal authority, a mediator between God and man. That the only mediator, which Scripture supports, is Jesus Christ. And so this is a conflict, obviously, whenever we're talking about Catholicism and trying to understand that a little bit further. So, but I think these are important questions that we have to ask ourselves, because look, here's the thing. At the end of the day, if someone was to come up to you and say, why are you a Christian? Why are you Baptist? Why are you Methodist? If you cannot answer that question, and quite frankly, why are you Catholic? If you cannot answer that question with confidence, then you are not having a reason for the hope that is in you. Why do you believe what you believe? Because if we do believe as a whole, both Catholics and Christians alike, and Protestants alike, all throughout the Protestant denominations, if we all believe that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but through him, if we believe in at least the 66 books of the Bible, and of course, Catholics believe in a few more books than that, but as far as I know, they also do believe in all 66 books that the Protestants believe in, but like I said, they just believe in a few additionals, and I believe they have 72, 73, you may have to correct me on that, but I know they have a few more than we do. So like I said, so 66 books of the Bible is what we all believe in. Just some believe that there's more than that, which is fair enough. So what do we make of that? What do we make of the fact that that if we're all supposed to have a reason for the hope that is in us, if we cannot confidently say why it is that we believe what we believe, if we do all believe that the Christian faith, that it's about a relationship, that it's not about religion, that it's not about your salvation, it's not about getting a ticket to heaven. Is that important? I would think so if we believe in the afterlife. Absolutely, that's important. But if you look at it like, I'm accepting Christ and I'm a Christian because I don't want to go to hell, then most denominations and faiths and walks of beliefs would agree that you've got the wrong mindset. You're looking at this entirely the wrong way. And you need to reevaluate what it is that you believe, because that's not the point. That's not the purpose. Is that important? Sure, that's important that you understand and that you believe that it's through the blood of Christ that you're able to be accepted into heaven, despite the sinfulness that we all have, that the blood of Christ shed over us, that is what enables us to be holy before God. Not us being holy, but God, but the blood of Christ making us holy, despite our sinfulness, and washing us clean, white as snow. That's what Scripture describes for us, and that's all great. But we've got to believe that there's more to it than that. And when we talk about having a reason for the hope that is in us, there has got to be more to our walk with Christ than just salvation. Congratulations, you've accepted Christ. That's awesome. That's amazing. And the Bible declares that the heavens rejoice over one sinner that repents. And so absolutely, this is something that we should rejoice about, being a Christian and being a believer and our souls being saved. Absolutely, it's something to rejoice about, to celebrate. I'm not trying to discount that. The act of converting from being a sinner lost and not knowing their way to being a Christian who has found their way, who has got now has a light to their path. That's an amazing transformation. But the majority of us start and stop there. The majority of us start with that Christian acceptance, with accepting God, and we may get fired up there at the beginning and read our Bible nonstop, and we've got our passages underlined and highlighted, and we've got notes upon notes upon notes, and we've got prayers, and we've bruised and got calluses on our knees from praying to God, but then that wears. It wanes, doesn't it? Let's just be honest. It wears off. And then we, you know, years down the road, maybe even months down the road, we wonder what has happened. I'm not as excited as I once was. I don't fully have the passion, the desire, the interest that I did whenever I first accepted Christ. What is going on? No matter what walk we are in with our Christian walk, whether we've been a Christian for a day or if we've been a Christian for 100 years, we still have got to have a reason for the hope that is in us. And if we cannot confidently explain why it is that we believe what we believe. And obviously, I don't expect someone who has just accepted Christ to be able to know all the details of their Christian faith. I wouldn't expect that. But as the years go along, you know, if you can go to college and do 4 years of a degree and study and study and study for 4 years of a degree, and apparently now you should be somewhat of an expert on that topic, then if you've been a Christian for 4 years or more, you'd think that you would know a little bit about the Bible. There's many Christians, and myself included, that if on the spur of the moment was asked to name out the books of the Bible, we wouldn't know them. I have to refresh my memory on that constantly. Constantly I have to refresh my memory on that. And so we need to have a reason for the hope that is in us. So we've got a little bit over 3 minutes left on the show. Guest call in 323-642-1089. Once again, 323-642-1089. Would love for you to call in the remainder part of the show. Give me your opinion, your take on this. Would love to hear from you. I want to kind of finish off the show with this, you know, to go a little bit deeper on this topic, just some things to think about, whether you're a Protestant or a Catholic, and then within the Protestant movement, whatever you are, whether you're a Baptist or a Pentecostal or a Methodist or a Church of Christ. You know, as a Baptist, it was what I've been raised to be, generally speaking. I didn't actually start going to church until I was about 12 years old. I accepted Christ whenever I was 9. Through the faith of my grandmother, and you may have heard that on some previous shows, so you may be well aware of that. But I didn't actually start going to church faithfully until I was 12, 13 years old. Got baptized whenever I was 13 by full immersion in water, which, of course, Baptists believe is the only way to be baptized. That did not save me, according to the Baptist faith. My salvation was through acceptance of Christ when I was 9 years old. The baptism was an outward sign of an inward change, of an inward decision to accept Christ, a public declaration of my faith before a body of believers, and that's what the baptism was for me. And so, and then beyond that, you know, I never heard of other beliefs. You know, in my American Baptist Association, Missionary Baptist upbringing in church, I did not ever hear of really other faiths. I was not aware of what Methodists believed. I was not aware of what Pentecostals believed. As far as specifically, and more importantly, the reason why they believe what they believe. I didn't have a full understanding of it. You know, you look at Catholics, and of course, Catholicism has a whole lot of things that I do not fully understand, that I'm digging into deeper, like the issues of purgatory. It seems as though that the only way that purgatory is supported is if you go ahead and add the additional text that the Catholics use. If you just use the 66 books of the Bible, based off of everything that I've looked at so far, it's very, very difficult to support the idea of purgatory. Same thing goes for confession. Confession is very, very difficult to support without the text in the additional books that the Catholics use. So these are just some things to think about. But, you know, like I said at the beginning of the show, everyone has a reason for why they believe what they believe as far as text to point to it. If you look at the doctrines of the faith, they will have scriptures out next to them, and all of these places have that. All of them. So why do you believe what you believe? That's the last thought I want to leave you with just under 30 seconds remaining on the show. I really do want to say thank you for listening in. We just, over this past couple of days, we've hit over 100 actual active profile views, and so people have actually gotten on the Blog Talk Radio show. Very excited about that. At over nearly 500 listens to the radio show. I greatly appreciate that. Thank you so much for your interest and your listen, And once again, this is Real American Man on Blog Talk Radio.